Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Tom Gordon of District 3. This past Wednesday, myself, my fellow board members, the state delegation, and the Board of Education all jointly met to discuss collective concerns regarding the Blueprint for Education. This is also not just a local concern for us here in Carroll County, but this is a statewide concern in regards to how this will affect budgetary issues moving forward for us all. While all of us, regardless of being members of Carroll County or any other county, agree that we want a world-class education for all of the children in the education system, how we approach and get to this is something that is a daunting task and concerning, and is something that was discussed heavily at MACO last week, which is the Maryland Association of Counties Conference. From the largest county to the smallest county, the important thing when it comes to operating both our education systems and also any other area of concern is local control. This is an incredible priority and one that we all must be aware of and cognizant of as we need to shape our own destiny. Carroll County is not Montgomery County, just as Baltimore County is not Garrett and vice versa. It is something which we all must collaborate and work together on, and I'm hopeful that both our local Board of Education, local state delegation, this Board of County Commissioners, and the various individuals involved with MACO and the counties will be able to come together to work with our local legislators this legislative season so that we can hopefully see some adjustments to the current blueprint situation. During this year's budget conversation, my fellow commissioners and I discussed and agreed to start looking at the budget process early. I wanted to just mention briefly that this is something that has already begun, and we are looking at a variety of topics and ways in which to look deeper at the budget. One is that we are looking at a deeper dive of the budget itself and the various areas within it. One area specifically that I have been taking some time looking into is whether there are options within county government to utilize taxpayer funds in a manner to find availability of funds without raising taxes or fees. There are opportunities here, and we have to dig deep and think outside the box to locate them, but I can tell you matter-of-factly there will be opportunities within this mindset. The board has also opted to add ex officios to a number of nonprofits that the county taxpayers are supporting. We opted to do so, and these nonprofits agreed so that we could have a better conversation and partnership that will strongly benefit the community and Carroll County as a whole. It is through better communication, open transparency, and opportunity that we as Carroll County can work together for the good of all who live in Carroll County. Thank you.